Leading the news this morning, two US airmen have been rescued after their fighter jet crashed in Libya. A military spokesman says it appears to have suffered a technical fault while flying near the rebel stronghold of Benghazi. Colonel Gaddafi's forces have launched new attacks on rebel-held towns after a third night of Allied airstrikes. Yemen's president is warning that any attempted coup by the military will lead to civil war. Three of his top generals have defected to the opposition, but he says he'll step down in a year after organising parliamentary elections. That, however, has been rejected by his opponents, who want him to go now. Queensland Premier Anna Bligh isn't ruling out an early election to take advantage of the opposition's leadership turmoil. Brisbane's Lord Mayor Campbell Newman is effectively a leader in waiting now. He plans to contest the next election and take over the Liberal National Party leadership when he wins a safe seat. The party is backing the move and has appointed an interim leader. Firefighters are battling to put out a blaze at Egypt's Interior Ministry building in Cairo. The fire erupted during a large protest by policemen who want better pay and conditions. Flames quickly engulfed the building, and authorities are blaming the protesters for the fire, but they deny any involvement. An Israeli court has sentenced the country's former president, Moshe Katsav, to 7 years in jail for rape. Mr. Katsav shouted, "It's a lie," as he was sentenced.